pretty broken down spot. Of course, this was probably the biggest understatement known to man. The old groom's place was a mess. Shingles broken, roof leaking. I don't even know if it had indoor plumbing. Yeah, well, Wayne's got a little sister. Trace made another smooth stroke with his knife. Do you know that? It does? She sleeps on a pallet. So does Wayne. So does his mom. There's not a single bed in that whole house. He paused and tapered the end of his stick into a point. You know what kind of meat they put in their chili?
Hamburger?
He shook his head. Squirrel. Wayne said a neighbor that hunts all the time gave it to him. I paused. Oh, maybe they like squirrel. He looked at me with a crooked smile. Maybe. He threw the stick against the ground. It stuck and hung there like a misguided missile. But I'm betting they don't have enough money to buy meat.
And so that's why you're buying a dog?
Yep. And that's all he ever said. He just stood there gazing into the sun, a peaceful little grin gathering at the corners of his mouth. We took Kiwanis to the mill the very next week, and true to his word, Trace bought the doll. He didn't give it away right off, though, but he waited until that coming Christmas. Then he took it, Christmas morning, to Wayne's little sister. Her eyes went big as saucers, and she kept the doll with her everywhere she went, even tucked it in when she lay down each night on her pallet. Before February hit, Wayne and his family had moved on. We never saw him again. That's when Trace did his next unpredictable thing. He took that new oil set that he got for Christmas, and he went up to the old groom's place, and he painted a picture of Wayne's house. When I asked him why he did it, he said, "There are just some things a body needs to remember." That was Trace. Like I said before, his brain was working. It was just hard getting past his eyes. As the years went by, we drifted apart, Trace and me. He went on to art school, and I got a degree in education. I guess the teachers at art school didn't stand over Trace all that much because he seemed to really like it. He painted abstracts and married a rich girl from New York. About that time, he also got to battling the bottle. Next thing I knew, he was out west, New Mexico. He and his wife had a child, and his middle name was Michael. Soon after, though, the baby died. SIDS, they called it, and Trace's heart came near to breaking. Sadly, he scattered the child's tiny ashes over the shifting sands of the hot copper desert. After that, things just kind of went haywire. The drinking got heavier, and for a while, he even lived on the other side of the law. He'd out in Arizona, I think it was on a Navajo reservation. He'd call me every now and then, drunk mostly, wishing me Happy New Year, or blubbering about forgiving him and wishing how things hadn't gone so sour. Through it all, though, he'd managed three kids and three or four divorces. A time or two, I heard he was knocking at death's front door. Then, not long ago, last spring, I heard from him again. He's back with his first wife and the mother of his three children. He bought some land in Colorado, about a quarter of a mile of Rio Grande shoreline. He seemed sober and happy, and he sent me pictures. Maybe for Trace, things have finally come full circle. I sure hope so. Because somehow I think when we were young and Trace was building his models and or painting his canvas or even gathering walnuts, he wasn't really there with us at all, but away in his own head somewhere, trying to figure things out. Maybe he had just had a bigger voice inside of him than the rest of us, and he had to listen harder to know what to do. And maybe despite his faults and my busted lip and swollen eye, he meant a whole lot more to me than I like to let on. He was crazy, all right. In a way, he was also bigger than life itself. And maybe down deep, he knew I'd never get past his eyes. So instead, he painted me a picture of an old broken-down house, and he told me there's just some things a body needs to remember. And then, without batting an eye, he showed me how on one crisp December morning, a boy who wanted to steal a dump truck could chuck a whole season full of walnuts just to buy a doll.